Good evening, everyone. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And do pray for Pastor and Pastor Phil. They're unwell today, and so just pray that they'll get healthier. And wow, it looks empty up here in the front, but praise the Lord for Danny. And you're going to be all my characters tonight. I won't call anyone out tonight. But I'm going to take a quick survey. Raise your hand if you're tired today, tonight. All right. Well, I'm going to close in prayer. And now I'll try to be quick tonight. Of course, we're going to be in the book of Proverbs. And for the past few times that I've been speaking, I've been talking about the cast of Proverbs and talking about the characters of Proverbs. We talked about the simple one. And anyone remember how he's like? Okay, he's a naive person, one who's, it's not a bad thing, it's just a stage that he's in. Very gullible, very easy to believe in certain things. We talked about the scorner last time, did we? Yeah, we talked about the scorner. We talked about the wise and the prudent, which are pretty synonymous. I want to talk about one more character tonight, the fool. And the fool and the scorner are very, very similar. There are a few things that I'll talk about tonight, some differences. And what is the difference? We talked about how there were two destinations that we would like, or the simple one can go. He can easily go to foolishness or folly, or he can go to wisdom. And he can have a prudent guide, guide him to wisdom, and that's what we want to be, that's what we want to do. And on the other hand, we've got the scorner who would delight in seeing the simple one end up in the land of foolishness. And so we don't want that to happen. There's a lot of foolishness in this world. If you've watched TV or been on your phones enough, you know there's a lot of foolishness. And so we'll get right into it. Let me pray, and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for tonight. We know the flesh is very weak tonight, Lord. We've all worked hard today, and Lord, we pray, Lord, that this perhaps could be refreshing, something that's not too heavy. But Lord, I pray that you'd help us to understand some things, some characteristics of what we'll talk about tonight, the fool. So that our simple ones, the ones that we have been entrusted with, don't go in that direction, Lord. We want them to be able to go towards wisdom. Lord, I pray that you'd help me as your speaker tonight. Fill me with thy spirit. Lord, I'm just a sinner. I need you tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you would just be in this room tonight and speak to our hearts, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through again some verses, and I'm going to try to go really fast. This is my outline tonight, so you'll be happy, and my subpoints are here. All right, so we're going to go through it as fast as we can. First, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. We're going to introduce the character, the fool. And let's read Proverbs chapter 1. These are all in order. So if you want to, we're going to go from the beginning of the book of Proverbs and then to the end. And let's go. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." And this verse tells us, and it introduces to us that the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. And the fool actually rejects this very path that leads to understanding. Instead of seeing this as a gift of God, he treats it as something that's unnecessary, something trivial. Have you ever met anyone like that? When you talk to someone, I've spoken to people at the door, and when you mention you're at the church, and that's why sometimes I don't even mention them at the church. I'm saying, well, I'm just in the neighborhood, you know, just dressed nicely. And but sometimes when you just mention God, or you just mention church, straight away they're like, nah, and they've got their guards up. They don't want anything to do with it. It's unnecessary to them. It's irritating to them. It's not really an intellectual thing. It's a spiritual condition. Their spiritual condition makes them not want the instruction of the Lord. And their refusal to submit to God's wisdom blinds them to the truth. They just, who's ever heard of the term ignorant on purpose? There are fools, there are people that just on purpose, that we call them dumb on purpose. Well, man, you know, we came from monkeys, okay? They don't even really want to talk about it. You know, they don't want to live. They don't want the precepts that are here in the Bible. They don't want the knowledge here in the Bible. They don't want what the Bible says. So they want to choose to believe in something that will allow them to live however they want to live. And so the fool despises wisdom and instruction. All right, next, Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23. So the first thing, the fool despises wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 10, 23 says this: "It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." Here we see that foolishness is not passive. It is something that he delights in. Mischief is entertainment to the fool. He loves it. He's the one that sees something. He sees someone fall, or he sees someone fail. He sees someone who is harmed, or there's conflict. He loves that. He's the one with the popcorn in their hand when they see, oh, an argument. Brother, you've probably been on some Facebook groups, as same as I have, and there are some where preachers are arguing with each other, and we've got that emoji, or not emoji, but that thing, the GIF, the JIF, whatever you want to call it. JIF is peanut butter, isn't it? Anyway, but man, they want to see conflict. They love it. They love mischief. They love doing mischief. And it reveals a heart that is not motivated by righteousness or compassion. They have no care for anything right to happen. In contrast, a man of understanding, he loves wisdom. He loves peace. He loves it when people get back together as friends, when they make up, when there's harmony in the church, when godliness happens. A man of understanding, he loves that, but a fool doesn't. He wants to see something happen, and mischief is a game to the fool. All right, next, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Proverbs 12, verse 15. So just mention that a fool takes pleasure in mischief. Proverbs 12, 15, it says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." You know, pride is one of the fool's defining features. He's convinced that everything that he says is right and everybody else is wrong. I remember a certain father-in-law. Oh, wait a minute, I've only got one. But he would say, and he would try to teach me some carpentry stuff, and we would refab you know, mobile homes, call them trailers as a derogatory term. But I remember doing things, and he says, "Look, you can do it my way or you could do it the wrong way." And so to him, he was always right. Now, he paid me, and so in that sense, yes, he was always right. And if he told me to do something and it was the wrong way, I'll say, "Well, you told me to do it that way." And I'm not calling him a fool, of course, because this is being recorded, so on record. But that's a terrible illustration. But you've met people who, they're always right. Whether you tell them something that is obviously true and you say the sky is blue, the sun is yellow. No, it's not. It's orange. I'm choosing color, and that might not be a good thing because there's specific colors now. But you know what I mean. When you talk to a fool, they know everything. Their pride forces them. Their arrogance prevents correction from taking root in his life. You know, in order for us to have wisdom, we've got to have humility. We've got to have that openness to counsel and instruction. But the fool lacks that. He lacks the humility, first of all, and he's always right. Okay, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. Next, Proverbs 12, 16, the next verse there. Says here, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. Next point is, a fool's anger is quickly seen. A fool can't hide his irritation. His anger, he's quick to anger. And you've met people. And I shouldn't ask you this question because then we start judging people that we're thinking of. But perhaps, hypothetically, you've met someone who has this kind of character. They are easily irritated. They're quick to anger. And you can see that. A prudent person knows how to overlook minor offenses. He responds with grace and maintains composure. He's not one that's quick to anger, the prudent one. The fool's immediate emotional reaction exposes his immaturity and a lack of self-control. And it's often damaging to his relationships around people. There are people that I've met, but man, at a quick, I don't know, the words escape me right now. That's how tired I am. But man, at the click of a finger, there we go. They're easily angry. And a foolish person, that's a characteristic of this. All right, Proverbs chapter 14, next. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Say, brother, how many points do you have? A few. Proverbs 14, verse 9, it says here, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. My next point is, fools make a mock at sin. They see something that's done wrong, it's against God's commandment, and they make mock at it. Look at that guy, you know, robbing the bank. You know, they make mock at it. He laughs at things that are spiritually serious. He's one that would sit in a church and would just laugh at just things that is holy and sacred, and they laugh at it. The righteous, however, they recognize the weight of sin and seek God's favor through repentance. The fool's mocking attitude blinds him to the dangers of disobedience. Very, very dangerous for a fool. If he sees something that's right, he comes into church and he sees things the way we do things and he makes mock at it. We ought not to do that. And a fool does that. Next, Proverbs 14, verse 17. Proverbs 14, verse 17. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. And just very similar to a couple of points there, a fool is quick-tempered and impulsive. A fool, he's quick to get angry. He's quick-tempered, but he's very impulsive. And whatever he's feeling, he's pretty impulsive in that. And it leads him to foolish decisions. Who's ever gone out and done some impulsive shopping? I'm the only one. All right. I know I've gone to places and they say, well, can I help you with something? And sometimes if I'm waiting perhaps for my wife or I'm waiting for time to pass, I say, well, I'm just doing some impulse shopping. And depending on how I feel, maybe I feel like my car needs some good smell and so I'll buy some air fresheners, right? And whatever I'm feeling. And it's kind of foolish, right? And a foolish person is one that he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. They act upon their anger, don't they? They're the one who, when they get cut off, they're out there with the... Do you remember back in the days they had those clubs, the steering clubs? Am I that old? Only one person knows. Do you guys use that? Yes? Okay, another person. Anyone else? All right, three? All right, any... but I remember the days when somebody would get mad and man, they'll grab that club and they'll start chasing people. Now they just got knives and machetes. But man, their anger drives them to some foolish decisions. Next, Proverbs 15, verse 5. Proverbs 15, verse 5, it says, a fool despiseth his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Get this, young people. A fool despises his father's instruction. Whether from parents, elders, or spiritual leaders, guidance is a safeguard, and the fool rejects it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it from their dad. They don't want to hear it from their mom. Hearing instruction feels like a restriction rather than a protection. Even when dad and mom has something good to say, they don't want to hear it. And, you know, there are times where I was like that when I was young. Oh, dad, you're just too old. I know they did those in the Philippines, but here in Australia, you know, we do things properly. That's not the right way to do things, dad. And perhaps through the years of that over and over, it got to the point where I just didn't want to hear anything. But after I got saved and saw, you know, some of the wisdom that God gives us here, it's very important, young people. You might say, man, my parents are just old. They got off Noah's Ark. And they know nothing. They don't know how to be Rhea's, okay? They don't know how to be Sigma. What's Sigma anyway? To me, Sigma is, do you remember the car Sigma? It's a bomb. And I think Sigma is a good thing, right? So it's sort of contradictory. You've never seen a Sigma. Okay, Google it. With guidance of your parents. Now, the fool rejects his father's instruction. So at that point, a fool rejects a father's instruction. All right, next, we're moving along. Proverbs 15, verse 10. Proverbs 15, verse 10. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Okay? My next point is, a fool finds correction grievous. They've forsaken the path of wisdom. They find correction is painful. When they get corrected, man, it hurts. And you know it hurts. There are some that, you know, I drive the bus for the school, and there are some that I correct. And then suddenly I'm speaking to one of the parents because I said, hey, can you please sit down? It's dangerous. Can you put your seatbelt on? And suddenly I'm having a conference with a parent. And I know some young people, they just hate. They hate correction. It grieves them. They don't like to be corrected, okay? Again, remember, a fool, he knows everything. You can't correct him. He does everything right. Correction is designed to preserve life. But the fool's hatred of correction places him on a path of spiritual and practical ruin. As it continues on to reject all the instructions of mom and dad, all the instructions of their life group teacher, all the instruction of their pastor or their teacher or mentors that really love them and want them to succeed. After all that, they will end up in a place where they don't want to be, or they in practical ruin. And a fool finds correction grievous. Proverbs 18:2. Proverbs 18:2. Let's look at the next one. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. Who's ever heard this? And you've probably heard this week. You do you. Anyone heard that? I heard that today. I won't say who said it. You do you. You follow your heart. You do things your way. You do things the way you feel like doing it. Now, you hear it on TV all day long. You'll hear it from preachers, from long-haired preachers from Texas, saying, look, God wants you to be happy and you do what you want to do. That's not what this Bible says. That's not what the Bible says. It says here, where are we at? 18:2, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. A fool, and I've met people at the door as well, and I tell them the gospel. I tell them the truth. And they say, well, you know, And a lot of them believe in Buddhism and Hinduism. Men who were enlightened, they learned this religion, or they just came to it. They discovered themselves, right? And a fool does that. They don't care about what they, you know, what truth is. They don't care what fact is. Look, I'm gonna do it my own way, however I feel like. And a fool does that, okay? Let's see, next one. Proverbs 26:11. 26:11. We're moving. Proverbs 26:11. You've probably heard this before. Actually, it's been mentioned just recently. A As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Who's ever seen a... when I was a kid, we had a stray dog come to our yard, and I wanted to feed him. All I had was, you know, those Frankfurts. They're not hot dogs. They're just the meat part. And I used to eat those raw. Anyone with me? I didn't have to cook them. They're already cooked, right? I think. And I fed this stray dog this hot dog, and almost feels like cannibalism, doesn't it? Anyway, and so he's eating this thing. And I feel proud of myself, man. I've done my good deed for the day. I come back out, and on the lawn, on the front lawn, cover your ears if you easily gag. Was this lump of something on the lawn, and I thought, what in the world is that? He didn't digest it that quickly, but I looked at it closer, and it was the hot dog that I fed him. And I was like, oh, that is gross. But you know what was even more gross? He went back to that little lump of regurgitated Frankfurt and ate it back up. He ate it back up. And the thought that comes to your mind of this dog that goes back to his vomit, that's what a fool does with sin. A fool goes back to his vomit, and a fool returneth to his folly. He sins, but he goes back to it. He sins, and he goes back to it. He sins, he doesn't learn his lesson, and he goes back to it. And we look at it as a dog just eating back his vomit. That's gross. And I wonder how God sees that. All right, next. Proverbs 29:11. I think I've gone out of order here, but last point. Proverbs 29:11. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterward. You know, the fool, he likes to talk. He knows everything. But he lacks restraint. He lacks restraint with what he says. Whatever he feels, he just says it. Have you ever had, and probably siblings, right? You're stopping yourself from saying something, right? And your sister says, go on, say it. Go ahead. You're saying it. You want to call me? Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm looking at Chelsea. I'm looking at Michael. No, I'm kidding. Your face betrayeth thee. But they're perfect kids. But I remember me and my sister. And I'm about to say something to her, but man, as a wise man as I am, I'm trying to hold it in. I'm going to say something that I will regret, so I'm going to hold it in. But you know my sister, she says, yeah, Go on, say it, say it. I know you want to say it. And then I say it, and then she beats me up. But a fool uttereth all his mind. Whatever he's feeling, he just says it. He just has to say something. Even when you don't have to say something, he says something just to say something. Have you met folks like that? They just say something. I don't know, it's too quiet. There's awkward silence. I'm just going to say something, okay? And a fool does that. Whatever he thinks or feels is expressed immediately and without consideration. He doesn't even care if what he's saying is going to harm another person. What he's going to say is going to be used against him in the court of law. And that's why they say, hey, you've got the right to remain silent. So you say any more, you might get in trouble. The wise learns to hold back. He thinks carefully and speaks deliberately. Restraint is a mark of maturity. Unfiltered expression is a mark of foolishness. And a fool, just whatever he's thinking, he'll just say it, okay? So that's a fool. He despises wisdom and instruction. He takes pleasure in mischief. He believes he's always right. He's quick to anger. He mocks at sin. He's impulsive. He rejects his father's instruction. He finds correction grievous. He has no desire to understand. He returns to his sin. He trusts in his own heart, and he utters all his mind. And that's the fool. Very, very similar to the scorner. And the fool is unwise, but a scorner is rebellious. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing is wrong, but yet he refuses to do the right thing. The fool rejects wisdom, and the scorner ridicules it. He makes fun of it. The fool, he harms himself. The scorner, he knows what he's doing, and he wants to easily influence other people, mainly the simple person, to say, hey, let's go do foolish things. Let's go do that. It looks like fun. Let's go, yeah, that sounds like fun. And that's what a scorner does. Next lesson, I'll talk a little bit about, a little bit more about some mechanics there and how we can be a prudent guide and how we can avoid being a scorner. We don't want our young people given to the devil. And the devil uses anything. The devil uses the world. The devil uses, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And we got to be careful as the world is trying to pull our young people towards foolishness. Are we pulling the simple and the young people towards wisdom? We got to ask ourselves that. Let's pray. I'll ask Brother Jewel to come up. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this Bible study. Lord, help us, Lord, to look at the characteristics, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that the simple would beware of hanging around people that would perhaps exhibit these characteristics, Lord. We don't want our young people going in the way of foolishness, Lord. I pray that you'd help us just to decide, hey, look, I want to be a prudent guide. I want to be a wise person who will guide the simple person towards wisdom, Lord. And I pray that you'd continue to bless this lesson as we continue on later, and bless our church, Lord.